Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for our health guru, our favorite author and friend Beverly Nadler and her wonderful daughter, Dr. Denise Nadler, a.k.a. Ariana, and all of us want this to be your best year ever, you and all our friends and loyal listeners around the world.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into Joyce Barry and Friends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is joycebarry.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner, and then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever.
Folks, what a show today. It is about aging healthfully with our health guru, Beverly Nadler. Beverly says the best way to age healthfully is to begin when you are young. Unfortunately, few young people pay attention to having a really healthy lifestyle. However, the good news is that it is possible to undo the damage that has taken place in the past. Join us today as Beverly will explain how to age healthfully and gracefully, regardless of how old you are. I just want to put in here that to me, age is just a number. That's all it is, just a number. Mine is unlisted. So I don't know about you. If you share your age, don't share your age. If you're like Jack Benny, who remained 39 his entire life. But today's show is aging, something we all don't have a choice about. Our choice is how do we want to age, healthfully or not. And here we have Beverly Nadler to put things in perspective. Welcome to the show, Ms. Beverly Nadler.
Thank you, Joyce. As always, Thursday is a very special day for me because I love sharing what I have literally spent my life doing, just researching and thinking about and constructing ways of explaining all of the things that can make life more enjoyable, happier, and, of course, healthier. So thank you for having me.
I just want to say before you start, I want the folks to know that you 100% walk the talk. When you give advice, it's the way you live. I know how healthy you eat. I know the way you shop because I always listen to your advice. Well, I want to hear what you have to say. I try to listen, but we get so stuck in our ways. But I know you exercise every day. I know you meditate every day. I know that you do all the things you talk about. So, folks, listen up to someone who's done that and been there. Go ahead, Beverly.
Thank you. You know, possibly the most important thing, really, for aging healthfully and gracefully is your state of mind. Many people feel their life is declining. It's not important anymore. They may be retired, and their whole life they thought about themselves in terms of their work or their job or their business, or they may have been taking care of children. The children are grown, and now they're not even sure what they want to do with themselves. And they think of their worthiness as being reduced or less than it used to be. And the truth is, more people are living to 100-plus. They're living longer than ever, perhaps in the biblical times they lived longer, but in recent times we are living at the longest. And you want to enjoy your golden years. A lot of people are living longer, but they're not enjoying their golden years. They have Alzheimer's, they're in nursing homes, they're not even aware of their surroundings. Life is not joyful. They're overwhelmed with too many drugs. So much is going on, and much of that can be avoided. I can't say it can all be avoided, but certainly to the best of our ability, we want to avoid that. And one of the things I want to point out is that many times we're not even aware of how we feel about aging because it's all going on at a subconscious level. We've taken in so much of the belief systems all around us about getting older and getting sicker and death and all of these things without even being aware of it. So it's very important that you actually bring to your mind how you feel about aging. Joy said something wonderful. It's just a number, and her number is unlisted. And we need to think in those terms. And if you find that you do have negative thoughts and negative feelings, you need to change that because aging can be wonderful. I met someone yesterday that I've never met before, and it happens that she and I have something very much in common, something that I believe can help people to age more healthfully and gracefully. She paints. I paint. And painting is not the only thing, but a creative activity that inspires you. It doesn't have to be something that you think is wonderful, but something that you enjoy, whether it's painting, whether it's drawing, whether it's poetry, whether it's music, some hobby, anything that is creative is going to automatically allow you to age more healthfully, to actually reduce your years or the sense of your years because that wonderful energy of creativity is flowing through you.
Very, very interesting because, you know, the one thing I do know about aging healthfully is the importance of doing anything you can to eliminate stress in your life, don't sweat the small stuff. As you're aging, you realize it's less and less important to argue, to fight, how important it is, however, to be away from negative people and negative energy. So I know all these things play a big factor as well.
You're absolutely right, Joyce. Everything is not totally in our control, of course. Genetics play a part, but certainly nowhere near as much as we used to think or believe. And the reason that is because the cells of our body are constantly renewing themselves. But when you talk about stress, yes, that will certainly age you. In fact, most authorities agree that our major cause of illness in the first place is stress, whether it's physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual stress. And by the way, I want to mention we've done many shows in the past where we've talked about stress and how you can alleviate it and what you can do and why it responds in the way that it does, why you react the way that you do. And I really invite you to listen to those where you get in-depth about stress, because all we can say now is you want to have as little stress as possible, but there's also a mental part to that, recognition that stress is a part of life, no matter what your age. From the very beginning, anytime you are trying to do something, it's a stress. There's that whole thing of tension and relaxation that is a part of life. But as we age, just as Joyce said, begin looking at things. Is that so important? Do I have to really care about that? And with people who stress you that you cannot avoid, you somehow have to begin to think about the fact that they simply cannot help themselves and it's not personal to you. And I realize that that requires some mental training on your part, but it'll make life a lot easier if you don't take on all of the negativity of other people who need to be in your life. There are some people that don't need to be in your life that stress you, and certainly you can make a decision, you know what, I'm not going to have that person in my life anymore. It just isn't going to work for me. Because how you handle stress is an extremely important part of what I said, mindset, your perception, your attitudes, how you think about yourself, about other people, about life, about the process of aging. All of these things play a huge role in how healthfully and gracefully you can age.
Absolutely. And I've read a lot about stress because, like you say, it's inherent and just in being human. And one thing I learned recently is how it affects your immune system. I never kind of put the two together. I know it affects your heart. I know it affects your blood pressure. But it actually blocks off your immune system from doing its part in the healing. That's how paramount it is, stress, and the negative impact it has. So we really do need to be careful.
You know, at this point, I'm going to offer something to your listeners, and that is to go on one of my websites that is not on my main website, so you wouldn't even know it exists, and it's vibrationalharmony.biz, B-I-Z. It has to do with the business of health, and there is a free, I call it, it's a small book, it's an e-book, but it's really a book, it's not a pamphlet, and it's all about stress, handling stress. So if that is an issue for you, I invite you to go to that website and download that free e-book.
That is a great, great gift, folks. Take advantage of it. Vibrationalharmony.biz, and it's in the business of good health. So definitely take advantage of that. Sometimes, they, as you know, the best things in life are free, and that is a free gift from your friend and mine, Beverly Nadler.
Thank you, Joyce. Okay. So before I tell you what you can do for yourself physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. I want to inspire you by telling you about some people who are aging gracefully and healthfully, and I must admit some of it really surprised me. A few years ago, I read about this particular types of, I guess, I don't know if they call it Olympic type, but it's World Master Games in Sydney, Australia. And 28,000 fiercely competitive senior athletes from all over the world come there and compete, and they give out silver medals and gold medals. Well, I want to tell you that these people are doing things that would put most people, and especially couch potatoes, to shame. And their age is up to 101. And they are completely active. And there's certain people that were highlighted here. This 90-year-old woman that won in the backstroke swimming competition, an 84-year-old man that won in the pole vault, jumping on the pole vaults that I can't even imagine doing when I was a teenager. 100-year-old woman, and I don't know exactly what this competition is. They call it the hammer. And it's something that does test strength. There's a 99-year-old woman that wins at table tennis, an 81-year-old man winning at weightlifting. These are regular human beings. I don't know what their lifestyle is. I don't know what their nutrition is. But I know that they are doing something that is meaningful to them. And then they study for this, or they work towards this, and they go to these competitions having a purpose. Doesn't have to be as extraordinary as that. But I wanted to tell you about these people to inspire you to realize life does not end when you're into retirement. And think about many of the entertainers, people that are still in demand. We look forward to their movies or their TV show. Jane Fonda, Dustin Hoffman, Clint Eastwood, Tony Bennett, Norman Freeman. They are all, Morgan Freeman, sorry, I said his name wrong. They are all in their 80s and 90s. And Nobel Prize winners in recent years have all been in their 70s and 80s. And now there's a fun TV show on with Henry Winkler, remember him from the Fonz, William Shatner, of course, of Star Trek fame, and so many other things he's done up to that, George Foreman, the former heavyweight champion, and Terry Bradshaw, football great. And they're living the life of joy. They're traveling all over the world. Now, I realize everyone can't afford to travel all over the world. My point is they are doing things that they want to do, that inspire them, that motivate them, that keep them happy. And we can do that also. We don't have to travel the world. And by the way, the name of this show is It's Never Too Late. And they travel with a companion, a young man, who sometimes can't even keep up with them.
Wow. That is awesome. Those ages and what they were up to. How inspiring is that? But you brought up a major, major component of being healthy, and that is to be happy. So I know that I focus on whatever I can do every day, something that makes me happy. It might be a TV show that makes me happy. It might be working with my journals. I have all decorative journals with my favorite quotes. Each journal has its own purpose, but I highlight them with all kinds of fun and upbeat stickers that I get delighted just in looking at it. I'll just share with you a few quotes on happiness, which I thought were really good. The Dalai Lama, if you want others to be happy, practice compassion. If you want to be happy, practice compassion. Rita Mae Brown, a feminist author, says one of the keys to happiness is a bad memory. Karen Knightley, an actress, says be happy in your body. It's the only one you've got, so you might as well like it. Stephen Close, a screenwriter, says happiness can be found even in the darkest times if one only remembers to turn on the light. And Jody Picoult, author, says a mathematical formula for happiness really divided by expectations. There are two ways to be happy: improve your reality or lower your expectations. I shared those with you because happiness is such a huge, huge a component of being happy and getting rid of stress. So I tend to look for happy people.
I totally agree with you, and I'd like to mention that everything we're talking about on this show as contributing to being healthier is done in several, or have been done in several shows in the past. Happiness is one that we did fairly recently, and we've done probably 4 or 5 different shows because there's so many aspects to all of this. When you go in depth, let's say with whether it's stress, whether it's happiness or the other things we're going to be talking about, you can go on Joyce Barry and Friends website. You can then look at the menu, put in the name Beverly, and any subject that we'll be talking about as we go along, and those we've already talked about, we have made an entire or several entire shows about.
I know that Beverly will concur that one of the things that really makes her happy is participating in this show every day. One of the things that make me really happy is listening to Beverly's phenomenal poems, especially the one about listening to the show every day.
Listen to me.
Here in her own
voice. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day. A way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we do ask that you participate with us in having that happen. Simply go to our homepage at Joyce Barry, Barrie, and Friends.com. Go to that webpage, and you'll see my picture on the upper left, and right under it, it says follow. And simply by clicking on that, you'll get an email about every show, every guest, every topic. You need not miss any of them. So, if you cannot join us when we are live at 11 a.m. Eastern, by knowing about our shows, going to that website, you can arrow down, see what resonates with you, and you can go to our archives and hear that show, 8 years of show, all of which are in our archives. Beverly, thank you for that great poem. Keep them coming. Keep them coming.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a pleasure to write that. And when you use the term keep it coming, I'm going to tell you that that poem just came to me one morning, and it was like just flowing. That's how much I appreciate this show, and I appreciate being on it. And I want to mention also, as much as I love to be on it every single week, every day there is a show, usually with an extraordinary guest. Occasionally, Joyce may do a show by herself, which is always wonderful because she can talk well, on any of these subjects that interest her and interest you for a very long time and make it fun, enjoyable, and interesting. But she does have some amazing guests.
And thank you for saying that. When I do it myself, because I have a lot of information to impart from the coach's corner. And yes, our guests are quite extraordinary, like the great Eban Alexander, a neurosurgeon who wrote the book, The Proof of Heaven and the Map of Heaven. And just last week, he was featured on the Dr. Oz Show. And I was so proud of myself because I discovered Dr. Alexander years ago and talked about his book when it first came out. And Dr. Oz just caught up with it. So there you go. Okay, Beverly, back to you. Why don't you just take this moment before we go on and talk about your other website, your official website, which is BeverlyNadler.com. Let's just let them know that that exists as well, and it's a really important one.
That is a totally educational website, except for certain things you will find on it, like my poetry and some wonderful resources. There's a section just called Resources. Click on that, you'll find things that will help you to not only age healthfully and gracefully, but to live happier and healthfully, lead you to very, very important websites. But for my part, you will also find my book, Vibrational Harmony, on there, and you can click on it, find out what it's about, because it is about making your life more vibrationally harmonious. And what does that mean? It means that the way that you think, the way that you feel, the things that you do, you exude an energy because everything is energy, and that puts you into harmony with other things that are similar, that have a vibrational frequency that matches. So the more that you're going to do things for your health and happiness, the more you're going to attract that to you. And you'll find sections on different, about the mind, especially about the mind, and different things, health and nutrition, all there. And again, as I said, my poetry and things about my book. And if you choose to order the book, which I highly recommend, and so does Joyce because she wrote the foreword, you'll find a lot of things in there that will mean a lot in helping you in the future of your life. And I'm going to excuse myself for a moment, Joyce.
And I was just going to say your excuse, because as we're talking about being happy, I want to share my poem with you all called I'm Happy. I'm happy, happy, happy. And just why is this so? The people I call friends are a pleasure to know. I love my world of contacts. They are all very cool, always upbeat and positive, very wise, no one a fool. My live radio show and the message it sends is live your best life. Here, Joyce Barry and friends, we advise you, we support you to be very healthy. We teach you, we want you to be very wealthy. Join us in a home business. We will give you a choice. Be your own boss, make money, and rejoice. All that we recommend has been put to the test. Each and every one is simply the best. Live your very best life as well you should. Listen to Success Coach Joyce. Be happy, be healthy, and feel so good. So you see how I connected be happy, be healthy. That was my major component that works for me, to do whatever it takes to actually focus on it and make time for it. And I just want to share this one quote. One of the best feelings in the world is knowing that someone is happy because of you. So, and our slogan is make someone happy today. So yes, focus on happiness. You want that in your life, and eliminate the stress and the negativity wherever you can and however you can in your life. Back to you, Beverly.
Well, I'm going to tell you, as important as that is, and it certainly is, a lot of the ability for a person to be happy may have to do with their nutrition. if our brain is not being properly fed, we can't even change the way that we feel. And possibly, no, not possibly, absolutely, the worst thing that you can do for your health and your brain is sugar. And it's amazing how many doctors finally, I'm talking about medical doctors, are finally beginning to recognize that and tell their patients, cut out the sugar. You want to have a healthy brain, a healthy heart. You don't eat sugar. A little bit, yes, years ago we ate about 4 pounds a year. Today people are eating well over 100 pounds a year, and it is so damaging. In fact, cancer cells love it. So if you want to avoid cancer or you want to heal from cancer, cut down dramatically on the sugar. But it does sometimes, often, I wouldn't say sometimes, what you're eating can affect the brain. They affect, cause people to have ADD, and that doesn't allow you to think constructively. So it's very important to take care of your nutrition, cutting down sugar, one of the main things, but you also need to have good food. You need to have protein. You need to have food that is avoiding chemicals and avoids antibiotics and is not preserved and avoids hormones whenever possible, organic food. And now regular stores, aside from health food stores, have sections on organic food because they realize that a lot of people are demanding it, and they're demanding it because it is better. If you're eating meat, then grass-fed is what you want. And you want your dairy without hormones. And avoid GMO foods. Yes, the government says they're fine, but there are some countries in which they are not allowed because they're not fine. What has to happen in order for GM foods to actually grow is to be sprayed with one of the worst pesticides ever created. It's made by Monsanto. The name of it escapes me right now, but you definitely do not want GMO foods. You also want to take food supplements because most of our food does not have the minerals and vitamins that they had years and years ago, and we need them. And so you want to take supplements, but again, you want supplements made from food, not made from chemicals, not synthetic. And they do exist. Years ago, there were very few companies that made nutritional supplements from actual food. They were made in a laboratory. Not anymore. There's plenty of it. Look for it. Yes, you'll have to read labels and such, but that's just one of the things that we're going to do to ensure a healthier and happier aging process.
Beverly, the more and more I understand about the damaging effects of sugar, so I'm glad you brought up that very important point. But here's what the challenge is. We know when we go for an ice cream cone, we know when we go for a bar of chocolate, we know the sugar. Where it is confusing to people that are not up on everything the way you are is how sugar is in so many other things that we wouldn't have thought about as sugar. A piece of bread, stuff like that. There are so many things where there's sugar, a glass of juice, which we consider healthy. Explain how people can be more aware of those things that are laden with sugar that are not that obvious to the average person.
Well, I shall send you back to that website, vibrationalharmony.biz, for laws of the body. And in there is a huge section on nutrition, and it explains a lot of the things that you're talking about, plus much, much more about healthy fats and how to get healthy fats and how the importance of reading labels. People are going to have to read their labels. I put down some foods that I don't eat many packaged foods. That's the first thing. And that's one of the main things, is you want as much fresh food as possible. And when you do get something that's packaged, read the label and see what's on there. If you can't pronounce the names, you don't want this. You don't know what's in there. If it's organic, even organic, you want to also read because they can put sugar in organic foods. So it's education, Joyce. People will need to educate themselves if they're willing to do that. Some people are not. But, you know, in this peace when I say in this piece that I'm giving today, this information, and I talk about the things you can do, one of them is read natural health and positive books and magazines, listen to CDs on the subject, watch DVDs, and also your PBS stations often have people that are talking about health and nutrition and healthy fats and why you don't want sugar and all kinds of different things. Look for these things. It takes a little bit of time, yes, but you know what? While you're well, you've got the time. When you're sick, you may have the time, but you're not interested in doing it because you don't feel motivated. So while you still have some motivation, use that time to find out more. Actually, it's quite fascinating. I'm a constant reader, and I get all kinds of newsletters and pamphlets and email, but I'm not able to do because I don't use the computer anymore. So I get this stuff in the mail, tons and tons, and yes, I go through most of it because I might find just one more thing that will help me or help the people that I'm talking to.
One question, for example, might be about natural fruits. We've all been taught how healthy fruit is, but isn't it true that on fresh fruit, I'm not even talking about the can with the sugar, isn't it also true that that fresh fruit has a lot of sugar as well?
Yes, it does. It has sugar that your body needs. You absolutely need sugar. You need glucose. There are many different kinds of sugar. The problem is that we are adding refined sugar to our diet. It's certainly not fruit that is the problem. But the doctors will tell you, cut down on your fruit because they know you're getting so much sugar from all the preserved and processed foods that you're eating. But for people who understand the difference, there is a huge difference. There are so many vitamins and nutrients and what they call phytonutrients, the phytochemicals, but they're natural, that are in fruits. And I was reading yesterday, because I go through my various things, I've got so much, about blueberries. And blueberries, the actual skin of the blueberries has something in it that is actually protective for the heart. Amazing. Nature also has some dangerous things. There are bad mushrooms that you don't want. But basically, fruits, vegetables, the healthy mushrooms, all of these are loaded with nutrients that we want, that we need, that our body is starving for. And the more that we have the natural way of eating, and when you talked about juice before, if anyone is drinking juice, and there is plenty of juice that does not contain added sugar, but if I have juice, which is very rare, I will always put some water in it to lessen the amount of, even though it's natural sugar, because I tend to do a lot of fruits. My morning is a drink with a source of protein, whey protein, natural and organic fruits, mostly berries, and sometimes cherries and sometimes peaches, all organic, that I will blend together in order to make myself a really healthy beginning for my day.
Wow, well, if anyone knows about this stuff, it's you. And like I said, why it's so impactful is because you always walk the talk. So, folks, are you going to be making these changes, or are you just writing notes, putting them in your drawer so your drawer is the smartest in the house? Or are you going to really look into what Beverly is sharing with you here and doing something about it? But please don't tell me you get it and you will do something about it and it'll be someday. So for those of you who actually believe there's a someday, I wrote this for you. Someday, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. I went to my calendar and took a look. I discovered that someday was not in the book. I looked carefully, for someday I did seek, but but only Monday through Sunday appeared on each week. I got really confused. This was not funny. I always said someday I'd make very good money. I always said someday I'd get everything done. I always said someday I'd be number one. I always said someday this and someday that. Someday is starting to sound like very old hat. I became very sure that something was wrong. No someday on my calendar all along. I thought everything I wanted would come to be. It would happen someday, I kept telling me. It was someday, I kept telling you, that all our dreams were sure to come true. How shocking to discover that all along, someday was not in the calendar. How could I be so wrong? How could I not know that why I was stuck was that someday would never, ever show up? There wasn't a calendar anywhere, none to be found, that had someday in it. It would never come around. I always knew that if something is going to be, I am totally responsible. It's all up to me. I thought of my goals and made a new list. How exciting to realize that someday did not exist. Now I really know without any doubt that Monday through Sunday is in and someday is out. So I ask you women, I ask you men, I ask myself, if not right now, when? If not right now, when? Beverly, please continue. It is absolutely fascinating what you're sharing.
Okay. What I'm going to give you now is many suggestions and recommendations, and chances are you're doing some of them. I might even be repeating some of the things we already said to bring that point home, but use what interests you, what appeals to you, what you can fit into your lifestyle, those that you find, yes, I want to do this, not someday, I want to do this. I suggest that you look for one of the shows or several of the shows we've done, which will give you an in-depth discussion on any of the things that we're going to be talking about right now. I've already said, and Joyce has brought it up, laugh. Do the things that you love. Have a hobby. Have something creative. Stop the worry habit. Yes, as you get older, find less things bother you. Allow that to happen. Expect to heal. Expect to be healthy. Look for it. Think about it. Affirm it. Visualize it. When I say visualize, you can have a mental picture of yourself, seeing yourself, doing the things you want to do. You don't necessarily want to run a marathon or do the things that these seniors are doing at these World Master Games, but you want to see yourself being healthy and affirm it. And if you affirm something and you find your mind says, no, 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 that's impossible, then change it, because that affirmation is going to fight with something that's going on at the subconscious level. And as I mentioned earlier, a lot of the mindset has to do with subconscious programming. And if you want to find out more about that, you can read my book, which we mentioned before, on my website. Just click on it, Vibrational Harmony. You'll find out a lot about the mind, and there are numerous shows that we have done on the subconscious mind, the conscious mind, on reprogramming yourself, and also on the brain. All of them will help you to make changes. And if you need to work with someone, well, I advise you to do that. Someone who can help you to change what's going on in your brain, in your mind, if you find that negativity keeps coming up. Some of the things that can help you also is
wait,
to
hold
play
that thought.
And
Beverly, hold that thought. Excuse me for interrupting. Beverly said if you want to work with someone, you have to listen to our show on coaching. Beverly is a reprogramming coach. We will explain all that to you if you tune in the archives to the show on Thursday, Jan 25. What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. So Beverly, as a reprogramming coach, she really works with you on clearing out your brain, the emotional stuff, and retraining the brain. I, as a success coach, work with you on goal setting, thinking outside the box. So I just wanted to emphasize how important it is to have support, be it a mentor, a coach, someone that can really be there for you and guide you along the way. So do listen to that show. What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach, and get coached on those things that really matter. Back to you.
Thank you, Joyce, and it is important. And we need support, you know. We do need support, especially when you're making changes in your life. I do want to mention some more of the things that are important for us, for our mental and emotional health, is being grateful, giving thanks, learn to love and appreciate more things and more people, and especially yourself, and cherish your friendships. When I talk about cherish your friendships, I'm talking about people who support you, people that you feel good about being around or talking to you, because many times they could be across the miles. You're not going to be with them, but you can be with them in spirit as you talk to each other, or if you're doing something, email or Facebook, but texting, but mostly talking to each other. I do want to mention that there's far too much time and physical energy is spent by people of all ages on the computers, on the cell phones, on texting. There's electromagnetic frequencies that are coming from these instruments, and they are not really harmonious with our natural frequency of our own body. So we need to cut the time that we're on these things. People are beginning more and more to report the fact that they are noticing some issues that are happening, and that these issues literally stop while they are off these electromagnetic frequencies from the computers and the cell phones and so on. So that's an important thing. Another important thing is chiropractic. And you can say, oh, yeah, well, she was married to a chiropractor, her daughter's a chiropractor, of course she's going to promote that. You know, our nervous system runs our entire body. Joyce mentioned before the importance of handling stress or avoiding stress because of your immune system. Well, every system in your body is controlled by your brain and nervous system. And what a chiropractor does is set alignment of your spine, because every single nerve in your body comes out of your spine, and make sure that they're aligned properly so that your body functions properly. I highly recommend that chiropractic is very important, as is learning how to breathe. You must breathe, and very often when people are disturbed or they're not thinking, they stop breathing, and you say, well, of course I'm breathing. There's ways of breathing. You want a deep breath, and you want to breathe from your abdomen. And we've done a show even on breathing, because it's that important. We've done shows on exercise. You need to move your body. Not only is exercise good for your body and fitness, it is good for your brain. So find some kind of exercise that you like and do it, even if it's just walking. Walking is a wonderful way of exercising, and they've done so many studies on these things. Everything I'm telling you about not only is something that's in my own life, something I recommend to my clients, but also it comes from a tremendous amount of research, and the research even shocks the researchers, because they're finding out more and more about what it is that we do and how it affects our brain. And another thing that affects our brain is sleep, getting enough sleep, because your body or your brain uses sleep time to free it of a lot of waste material. It actually detoxifies your brain while you're sleeping. But it's important that you're not taking sleeping pills. If you have a problem sleeping, I would suggest that you check the internet, look on Google for natural ways, natural products. There are many things that can help you sleep without resorting to taking drugs, which will interfere with normal sleep.
Again, folks, if you're finding this interesting, our goal is not just that you find it interesting, but that you actually do something about it, that you actually make a to-do list and put it as your number one priority. You want to absolutely not just listen, but adhere to these things. It literally could change your life in such ways that you can't even imagine. So if you think someday is in your calendar, I can tell you it's not. I checked all of mine. So given that, and you know someday does not exist, then the question is, if not now, when? Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration, achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation? To get healthy and off that medication, to get wealthy, it's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not, now, when? So Beverly, on this extraordinary show about how to age healthfully and gracefully, is there anything else you want to let our audience know?
I want to remind them to listen to the other shows, including several shows that we have done on anti-aging, and you'll find a lot more suggestions or other ways of applying them. Make a to-do list. Joy spoke about that. Put down what it is that you can do, and also put it down what you would like to happen on your to-do list. And the other thing that I'd like to recommend very highly is to spend some time in meditation every day, because that quiets the mind, quiets the brain, brings harmony to your body and your mind. Very important that you meditate. It's not difficult. Just sit quietly with yourself. Thoughts will come in. Just brush them aside. Don't worry about them and move on. Allow them to come. Allow them to disappear. You will find that the more you follow the simple, basically what we've told you is simple, the more that you follow this, the easier it's going to be for you to age gracefully and healthfully.
Beverly, on meditation, how long do you recommend for people to meditate? And I'm curious, how long do you meditate every day?
I usually try to do 20 minutes. If I don't have time, I might do 10 minutes and then do 10 minutes again at night. Sometimes I might do 30 minutes. If someone is just starting, they can start with 2 minutes. Just feel what it's like to quiet your mind for 2 minutes. And, you know, saying what they call it, a mantra, having a word, and the word could be love, it could be God. You could use what is a famous mantra from the East, Om. Just because when you do that, it helps you to stop the thoughts from coming in. Or if they do come in, you remind yourself and go back to your mantra.
Very, very good. Folks, let me remind you once again that Beverly's websites, the official one is BeverlyNadler.com, and the other one dealing with stress is VibrationalHarmony.biz. Those are her two primary websites. My official website is JoyceBarry.com, B-A-R-R-I-E, where you'll find out about my seminar programs, my coaching. You'll see countless endorsements from all over the country. And as Beverly and I stated in our show on coaching, we can do this over the phone. So you can be anywhere in the country and we can participate with you in the coaching. Regarding the testimonials, there are hundreds of them on my website from all kinds of people, all walks of life. I'll just share some of my favorites with you now.
Joyce Barry is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando.
Hiring Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I hired the Joycenator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back.
President Ronald Reagan.
Well, Joyce, Nancy and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barry.
Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson. If you can handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach. Johnny Carson.
I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed?
Charlie Sheen.
Winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Woody Allen.
Are you crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barry as a coach? You kidding me?
Hi, Ted Siuba, and I think and grow rich. If you are thinking about hiring Joyce Barry as your coach, just do it, and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Barry herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
Email coachjoyce@AOL.com. That's coachjoyce@AOL.com.
And in the subject line, just put aging-Beverly. I always like to know the show that inspired you to write to me. We get countless emails, so I'm always interested in what I had you write us, and put your name, phone number, best time to reach you in the text of the email, and I'll be happy to call you and discuss any if what kind of shows you'd like to hear about, if you have people you want to refer to our shows that are experts in different things. So I'll be happy to even talk to you about coaching and see if it's something that interests you. Beverly, great show as always. What is your concluding message?
My concluding message is a poem called I Can. I look in the mirror and ask myself, what do I want to be? What do I want to have and do? The choice is up to me. Created in the image of God, the Bible says we are, and with God all things are possible, so reach for the highest star. First we have to set our goals and then create our plan. And when doubts and fears get in the way, keep on saying, I can. Face each day with confidence. Stand tall with your head held high. Believe in yourself and you'll make it. You can if only you'll try. Dare to hold fast to your dream while you do what you must do. Always keep your eye on your vision. The wisdom inside will guide you. Take action. Get out of the shadows and step out into the sun. For the only race you can win in life is the race that you have run. We measure success by money and wealth, but so much better by far is the success of feeling the power inside when you know who you truly are. Each one of us is a special person. We're all one of a kind with untapped potential that awakens when you learn how to use your mind. Now when I look in the mirror, I finally love what I see. I can do anything I really want to. thank God I'm me. And thank God you're all you, with the ability to age gracefully and healthfully and to live the life you want to live.
I know you can't see it, Beverly, but I got this big smile on my face for yet another poem that reaches me to my heart and soul that is so extraordinary. Your show yet again knocked it right out of the ballpark, so I thank you. I love the Here's to Your Health Thursday shows, and I appreciate our other shows as well with all the great people like world-renowned psychic Peter Marks. That's a regular as well. Folks, I want to really thank you for tuning in, and I want to share my special poem for all of you. May yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May this be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. And folks, we want you to be happy. We want you to go out and make someone happy today. Do a random act of kindness. We just did show on that just a couple of days ago. Check that out. And we invite you to laugh along with us, sing along with us, and dance along with us. And you can do that right here, right now, to the Joyce Barry Mash. Thank you.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop, I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun. She's
wow.
a home business wizard, and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She's a home business mash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry Mash.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.